Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhari Navallava Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Vallabha Giri Varadhari. When we do bhajan in the morning, we do this for Krishna's pleasure, and one part of it is to play instruments very sweetly. So maybe the devotees can. I do not know if there's Vidanga. Okay, then. And others can take. It's a general principle. So next bhajan, the same thing is there, instruments, and then also when we have another bhajan, again instruments. It's always in other words. Radha, thank you. Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda nandana vraja jana randana Yasoda nandana vraja jana randana Yamuna Tiravana Jari Yamuna Tiravana Jari Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shyam Sunda, Radha Shyam Sunda, Radha Shyam Sunda Raje. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge, and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Purport. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, the father of mankind, greatly saintly persons, and also great sages who have elevated themselves to the transcendental platform through austerities and penance, as well as devotional service, are imperfect in knowledge compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the case with anyone within this material world. No one can be equal to the Supreme Lord in anything, certainly not in knowledge. Consequently, anyone's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Even the Lord himself in his incarnation as Ananta or Shesha cannot describe his own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he could not find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord, beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, down to ourselves. Everyone is a servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet every one of us can offer prayers with his heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, Manghi partha vyapashritya Yepisyu papayonayaha striyo vaishyas tata shutras Tebhyanti param gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, as well as Shudras, can all approach the supreme destination. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by Shukadev Goswami. Yen ye japapa yadapa shraya shraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified, however low-born he may be. He becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. In this prayer, we find the devotees who pray, I believe it must be, oh Krishna, this is a shame. I think it's the Prachetas, is this correct? Prayers of the Prachetas, good. They make the statement that even for the highest intelligentsia of the universe, like Manu, Brahma and Shiva, it is not possible to reach to the full understanding of Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma, he has admitted this. He has said, even if one could travel with the speed of the mind, that is very fast thinking, to one couldn't reach even the rays which come from the lotus feet of the Lord, but to speak of the lotus feet themselves. It's very difficult to approach it, the Lord, either by the body or the mind. But still, the glories of bhakti are brought forth. It is still stated that everyone is most welcome to offer prayers about Krishna according to their own capacities. You will find this in many Vaishnava texts, that devotees say, to admit their own limitations, but they say, still we are allowed to approach the Lord, and they give usually the example of different birds who roam the sky. They all fly as high as their flying ability allows. I think the eagle is the one who can really go very high, but also the sparrow, who cannot go so high, or the little bat, they are allowed to fly also. They can fly also. This is so wonderful. So in the same way, all the devotees praise the Lord according to their own ability. They understand, I cannot go to all the glories of the Lord just as a little bird cannot fly through the sky, through the big, big, expansive sky. But let me try to do as much as I can do and be satisfied with the understanding that Lord Krishna certainly accepts me and even is satisfied with my own endeavors, much like the little father, or like the father is satisfied with the inappropriate language of his little boy or his little girl who tries to speak to him. The father will appreciate, even when the little child just starts speaking and cannot speak real sentences and not even proper words. See, the father is satisfied. Provided, and here we come to the essential element of bhakti, provided there is love and bhakti in the heart of the devotee who praises him. Words which are uttered without love are not reaching the ear of the Lord. But even imperfect words which are spoken with love and affection are reaching the eyes, the ears of the Lord. This was really expressed very nicely in an amazing meeting, first meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his later to become guru, Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, a disciple of the great Madhavendra Puri, was wandering through the world and reached Navadvip one day. So as he was going down the street, he saw an effulgent personality. A Brahmin string was draped over his shoulder. His hair was, or his head was encircled by very attractive locks. He had long lotus eyes, and he looked like the personification of 1,000 cupids. Ishwarapuri saw this personality walking down, surrounded by his, walking down the street surrounded by his pupils, and he then saw how this personality bowed down before him. And he asked, "Who are you?" I think you all know this personality was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting an unusual behavior. He didn't answer this question. A disciple always feels himself very fallen before his spiritual master and very just very small. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not answer, and one of his pupils introduced him. "This is Nimai Pandit of Navadvip." "Oh," said Ishwarapuri, "I've heard so many things about you. Please raise to your feet. You're very famous. You are that famous Nimai Pandit?" Mahaprabhu slightly bowed down and said, "Oh, please, I'm very your insignificant servant. Please bless my home by coming and accepting your prasadam." So, Ishwarapuri attended that call and came to the house of Mother Sachi, who was well known as cooking for the sannyasis who would visit Navadvip. Once even the great Madhavendra Puri had taken his meals in the house of Mother Sachi with 20 of his disciples. Krishna, wonderful. So Ishwarapuri must have heard from his Guru Maharaj about Mother Sachi and more about Sachinandan, Gaurahari. So in this way, he was very excited to visit the house of Mother Sachi. And he himself stayed at the house of Gopinath Acharya during this stay. And one day, and this is where I want to come to, he very lovingly came to Nimai Pandit and said, you are a great Pandit, I am not. I'm just written something about Lord Krishna in my book, Krishna Vijay. I've written something, I've tried to glorify him, but I would like to that other devotees read this but I'm not sure if I can bring it to the devotees because I'm not sure if the grammar is right. Maybe you can just quickly go through it, you know, and just correct the grammar. So Ishvara Puri, so Mahaprabhu said this very famous sentence, and it's very, very important that it came from his lotus lips. He said, whatever a devotee writes is perfect because it is accepted by the Lord. There is no need for me to make any... there is no need for editing. But anyways, Ishvara Puri lovingly insisted, please. So Mahaprabhu looked at this, and when he came back, the next day with the book, he said, well, if you look at it strictly from the grammatical point of view, then this word, this ending of the word should be changed into this, since you ask me. Ishvara Puri said, thank you very much. And he looked at the correction or the suggestion, and then he said, no, the word can remain like this, because this is the intended meaning of the expression of the word. And he explained it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him. Now you must know, if anyone would have said to Nimai Pandit, this is correct, even if it was correct, Nimai Pandit would defeat it and say, how can you say such a thing? And would give millions of reasons why it was not the way the other person said. Even if it was correct, he was just in the mood of a Pandit. So here Nimai Pandit was silent and smiled, and he nodded his head. You are correct, he said to Ishvara Puri. And in this way he proved that the Lord accepted whatever his devotee wrote. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he comments on this pastime. He says, a devotee may write Vinaye, where it should be Vishnave. Vishnave means to Vishnu. He may write Vinaye, which would be wrong in the understanding of ordinary men. But the Lord accepts Vinaye. This shows you how this whole world, with all our conceptions of wrong and right, is not important to the Lord. The Lord only wants the bhakti. What do you think of this, Gaurari? Our old patterns, which we have gathered since many lifetimes and which have found an expression, for instance, in grammar. Man sagt das doch so, nicht so! Has no is secondary to bhakti. And I believe this really is the point the amazing point which comes out here in this verse also. Nonetheless, we who are much lower than these personalities like Manu, Brahma and Shiva can also offer our prayers according to our own capability. In Udupi, and since we are welcoming our Brahmani Sadanandi again in Goloka Dham, in Udupi there is a very, very famous demonstration of this. the deity room had to be rebuilt because of this. There was one very, very devotee from a cobbler family, Schuster. His name was, maybe some of you know who visited Udupi, started with K, isn't it? A name like this, yes. He had a set before the temple, and I heard it like this, that he had sat before the temple and had glorified Krishna with his own language in a Sanskrit, really high Sanskrit language, and he had arisen the anger of the local pandits who were followers of the great Madhvacharya, a Sanskrit scholar par excellence. And the pandits became so annoyed by his constant recitations of his songs, where he expressed the love and devotion which was in his heart, that they actually one day were beating him to chase him away from his place. But on that day, the Lord shook the whole temple, and one temple wall cracked, and he turned in that direction where this devotee, whose name is known to Bhagavati, sat and looked in this direction to him, and looked through the crack, and the brahmanas understood that this Udupi Krishna deity had become highly annoyed with these brahmanas, and he had turned where his devotee was sitting, because apparently next day the devotee again sat at the place and chanted, and the Lord wanted to hear, show that he appreciated these songs much more than the recitation of Vedic mantras. So there are many, many stories in the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Also there is one devotee who was from a lower background and who sang with his veena, and then one high-class brahmana came and saw this devotee reciting his verses on the bank of the Kaveri, but this brahmana wanted to take his bath, so he threw a stone to the devotee to chase him away, because he thought, if I go and touch his shadow, I'm purified, I'm impure after I've taken my bath. So then when he came back to Ranganath, the door was closed. He couldn't come in any longer. The door had, the Lord had sealed the door from inside. I don't want to see you any longer. I really don't want to see you. You're so bad. You've hurt my devotee. I only love my devotee. I don't love you. You have to. Now you, the only way to get into the temple for you and do your puja is if you carry my devotee on your shoulders 3 times or 7 times around the temple. And he did. He had to do this. He had to pick up this person who in his eyes was low-born, and he had to carry him around the temple. Super. Das muss schon ein Schlag fürs Ego gewesen sein. Muss man sich mal vorstellen. So everyone This brings us to another subject. It brings us to the subject of offering prayers. So often we have heard that we should pray the prayers of the great acharyas. And we have heard also, pray this, don't pray in your own prayers. Some devotees might have advised us. I heard this at least often. And both is right. We should pray the prayers of acharyas, but we can also pray our own prayers. It's necessary for us conditioned souls, if we care for the Lord at all, to learn how have great souls expressed themselves. What is the way they have chosen? How are their prayers constructed? It usually starts with a glorification of the Lord, and then the devotee will present his own case to the Lord, his desires to serve him and so on. And then he may also ask for some blessing of the Lord. This is usually which is a very simple analysis. There are other elements also in these prayers in which prayer is to be performed. So yes, we should learn this from the prayers of the acharyas, but then we should also offer what is in our hearts. We should also do this. And Prabhupada writes very nicely about this. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position. Relative position means Atmavan Manyate Jagat. And no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord, beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, down to ourselves. Everyone is the servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. Wonderful. That is our perfection. You know, the little bottle which can contain 1 liter is full when it has taken 1 liter from the ocean. So in the same way, our hearts and mouths, which are small and limited, is full if we can take whatever we can appreciate in the Lord, whatever we can appreciate in the Lord. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, like me, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. Yoo-hoo! I knew it. The Lord therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manghi Pata Vyapashrita, and so on and so forth, where he lists makes a list of fallen people. They all can approach the supreme destination. If they do so with bhakti, if the bhakti is there, even in its beginning states, the Lord will certainly accept it. I would like to end with one quotation of Madhava Mahotsava, where Jiva Goswami writes a little bit about the mood of the Lord, who likes to accept the different services of different devotees. He is very appreciative of and grateful for those services. Jiva Goswami gives the example of unfamiliar thing for us in the world. He gives the example of the seasons. There are 6 seasons in Vrindavan. I heard sometimes also it is said that there are 10 seasons, but Jiva Goswami mentions the 6 seasons. we all know the four seasons, and two other seasons are the dewy season, neblige Jahreszeit. Now is the dewy season, but Saranandi has observed there is no dew, not even at Radhakund. Die Nebeljahreszeit. No, actually, yes, dewy is something else. Morgentau. Morgentau. Die Morgentau-Jahreszeit. Klasse. That's when Krishna's cow goes and lick the grass. To drink from the grass. And then there is the foggy season, the nebelige Jahreszeit. Now is the nebelige Jahreszeit, foggy season. But I think Krishna wanted to protect Saranandi from falling ill, because one gets ill in the foggy season quite easily. So these six seasons are all there at the same time, Oli. It's not like here where there's summer and then what comes after summer? Autumn, isn't it? Autumn, and then winter is already getting ready, but it has to wait until it's the time for the winter. Oops, Hare Krishna, to come. Winter is here at the moment, and then comes spring. And then, you know that? No. Every one of the seasons is there at the same time, and they all serve Krishna with each of their particular things. For instance, in Krishna likes to go to the winter forest, and then he dresses with padded clothing, so ausgestopfte Kleidung. He likes it, and he likes to eat sweets with sesame. They make very warm during winter time. I have also these sweets. I eat them also secretly. I have three big containers, and slowly I'm finishing them in this winter. Hare Krishna. If you want and you visit me, I will give you a little bit of my sweets. So Jiva Goswami says they all serve Krishna simultaneously. It's not that one said, you cannot be here. Winter, go, it's summertime. You cannot be here. No, winter can also be there when it's summer, or in the winter, the summer can be there. And then Jiva Goswami asked the question, can we not learn this lesson from the seasons of Vrindavan, to accept all the Vaishnavas with their individual contributions? Maybe sometimes difficult, but Jiva Goswami says, can we not all learn this from the seasons of Vrindavan? It's a nice point, isn't it, Adishesh? This accepting variety and tolerating the presence of the other person who offers also service. I think that's very important, provided that the people who offer service don't make offenses, of course. I mean, that an offensive person is not pleasing to the Lord and to the Vaishnavas, but otherwise, yes. So, yes, Hare Krishna. I'm not, obviously, as you can see, I'm just reading. I heard you just do readings, and I decided to join you. So, I have not prepared any formal lecture on this. I will end here and see if you have any questions which you want to ask either to the text, on the text, or any other question which you would like me to try to give a comment on. This is answered in the next verse as far as I remember, but let me see if I'm correct. Yes, it is. It is. I had a feeling. This is a very familiar section to me in the Bhagavatam. I prayed this many years ago, every day, these prayers. But the Prachetas say, talk about this. Nama Shamaya Shodaya Purushaya Paraya Cha Vasudevaya Satvaya Tupyam Bhagavate Namaha. Dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends. Therefore you are equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence. You are consequently known as, what is the name for the all-pervading Lord? Vasudeva. You are consequently known as Vasudeva. We offer you our respectful obeisances. Prabhupada says the word Vas means to live. So Krishna lives everywhere. So, yes, but for you, the Lord is always equal to everyone. He has no friends and enemies. And Prabhupada says, in this regard, he states in the Bhagavad Gita 9:29, maybe Damodar Priya, you are our Bhagavad Gita collector, bitte aufgeschlagen, 9:29, Samohang Savabhuteshu Name Dveshyo Stina Priyaha. The Lord has no one as his friend or enemy, and he is equal to everyone. Now, if you continue to read this verse to the end, there is a second part which Prabhupada does not quote here. Ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya mayi te te shuchapyaham. It means, but those who are devoted to me that is my friend. He lives in me and I'm also his friend. He has just said, I have no friends and enemies, I'm equal to everyone. But then the Lord seems to revoke what he has just said, and Widerspruch, he is ein Widerspruch. And he says, but those who are full of devotees, and he talks of an intimate friendship all of a sudden. So Priya, he says Priya. No, that's something else. So this apparent contradiction needs an insight. And Baladev Vidyabhushana, in his comment to this, deals on this. He says, the Lord is usually seen as a kalpa briksha. You know, anyone can come to him and ask his desire, and then it's distributed. But there is an exception with the devotee. The few devotees in this world, there are very few devotees, Adishesh. You must understand the Krishna Bhaktas in this world are very, very, very few. There's really few. Most of those who follow the Vedic scriptures are following the Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda sections of and the Vaishnavas, very few. So these few, the Lord considers they are my own family. They are in my circle. And here, the Lord is certainly not like Sama, you know, with an equal. He is just taking care like anything. And Valadev Vidyabhushana, he quotes one verse of the Lord, where the Lord says, who is an enemy to Prahlad? He's my enemy and I finish him. You know, he talks about Hiranyakashipu, you know, Kalpavriksha doesn't say this, you know. He will go to anyone who comes, he will give, you know. But here, the Lord is coming out of this neutral position, and he goes really, he says something so heavy, who's an enemy, you know, of Prahlad? I finished the enemy of Prahlad. That's Hiranyakashipu. The Lord says many such things. He says, whoever is the enemy of the Pandavas is my enemy. He says this at the court of the Kauravas. Now, Valadev Vidyabhushana asks, is this a weakness of the Lord that he gives up his neutrality? And he comes to the answer, no, it is not a weakness, it's a strength of the Lord. Because this shows the Lord loves. Yes, Prabhupada has a very nice comparison where this circle, the small circle of the Lord and his devotees is described. He says, Yeyatamang prapadyante tangstataiva bhajam yaham. Also, Damodar Priya, wir sollten uns hier eine englische Gita auch noch leisten in dem Tempel. In the degree in which someone surrenders to me, I take care of him. Ich mache das jetzt mal aus dem Deutschen zurück. This transcendental counter-relationship, Wechselbeziehung, is there because both the Lord and the devotees are full of consciousness. And then he now speaks about the circle, Krishna's circle with his own people, his devotees. If a diamond is set in a golden ring, he looks very beautiful. And both look beautiful. Not only the diamond, but also the gold looks more beautiful. So in this circle, you know, Krishna and his devotees, the Krishna looks very beautiful and the devotees look very beautiful. That's a strength. It's a strength of beauty. The Lord's qualities are enhanced by this. Yeah, and in the next verse, Lord Krishna really tells us how I mean, he's so much a lover of his devotee. He says things like, listen to this. Even Arjuna couldn't understand what the Lord said. He also thought, that's a little exaggerated, Madhusudan, what you said. But the Lord is so much, wants to make this point that he loves his devotees. He says, even if someone commits the most abominable activity, if he is engaged in my devotional service, he must be seen as a sadhu, because within determination he approaches the right goal. This shows you how voreingenommen, how partial the Lord is towards his devotees, you know. Krishna, this is one of the four excellences of Lord Krishna, which you can only find with Krishna. Only Lord Krishna is really so much after his devotees. Very, very. And you will find this out, Adishesh, this point, when you read the Chaitanya Bhagavat and you hear how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about the devotees. Do you know that every morning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu greeted his devotees and gave them garlands by his own hand and put sandalwood on their head? Every morning he worshipped his devotees. Amazing, isn't it? And with these giving them garlands, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments, he empowered them. I think we, on a psychological level, we can understand if someone loves us, he empowers us by his love. That's why we have so much hankering after the pleasure of our spiritual masters. We become empowered. You know this from your educational background. If you give your affection to these children from poor backgrounds, you know, it helps them very much. They need that. They couldn't get it from their parents, and so on. And love is totally empowering. So Lord Krishna's love to the devotees brings the devotees up in this world. When we were in the island of Kish, we saw these beautiful beaches, and on the beach I saw three eggs from the cornucha. How do we say cornucha in English? The turtle. Yes, the turtle, or tortoise. Schildkröte in Deutsch. These Schildkröten, they come out of the Persian Gulf, they put their eggs in the sand, and then they go back into the ocean. And then when they are in the ocean, they meditate about the eggs, my eggs. May they become the strongest and the best of tortoises. They think like this, the tortoise mother. Some subtle connection is there. And by this subtle connection, the eggs begin to hatch and the best of tortoises come out. They are empowering. Even the animals are empowering with their meditation, their acts. So this example has been used in Shastra to say how Krishna thinks of us in this world. If we are good, if you know, we must be with bhakti and we must avoid the aparadas, the hurting each other, and then it, Krishna just empowers his devotees, praying things like this. Therefore, it's a rule that a devotee will never claim ownership to anything good he did. He will always say, by the mercy of Guru this happened, by the mercy of Guru Krishna. I have read this, especially, there are three things which are great obstacles in the life of devotee. Kanaka, Kamini, Pratishta, Bhagini. Kanaka means gold. All gold must be given to Narayan. Then Kamini, these are women. Women, or, you know, if you are in a body of a woman, I don't know. This is Kamini, the word karma is in the enjoyment, must be given to Krishna and Pratishta. Now, what do we do with Pratishta? Fame. The fame must be given to Balaram or the Guru Tattva. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, Balaram, Krishna, yeah, this happened. It's very important. If you, the moment you take wealth, Kamini or Pratishta for you, you're stealing it. You're stealing it. Once there was this very, would you like to know how Prabhupada was explaining this? He once, you know, there was this man and he said, I can't believe in Krishna. He has so many women, the gopis. They don't either. Some of them are married to others. This is too much. I don't believe in Krishna. I met once the Beauftragte für Weltanschauungsfragen, Mr. Hummel, at that time, he also told me. He just called me to the side and said, okay, we spoke now as two. You know, I spoke as this Weltanschauungsbeauftragte and you spoke as a monk, but we are also human beings. Let's sit down. How can you believe in Krishna in this spiritual eroticism? I will tell you, don't quote it for in the newspapers, you know. But I feel drawn towards Buddhism. Not that I'm a Buddhist, but I feel this I can understand, you know. But this, I think it's immoral. Give me, please, how do you feel? You believe all this? Please, you explain yourself. How can you believe? That time I didn't know so much. I had not read much. I was just preaching without reading. And I tried to understand his point because we spoke as human beings. It was now not wer hat recht oder unrecht. We spoke as, he wanted to know sincerely how I can believe in Krishna. And I said, I only know it's different than the way it is done here in the world. That's all I can tell you at the moment. But I will read more and I will ask other devotees and I can tell you more. I have faith it's different. Must be different. That's what I answered. I said to him, I have so much faith in Krishna. I have never asked this question. You know, I love Krishna. When you love, you don't ask all these doubting questions. I know it's different. My Lord is not like you and me. That's what I know. So by now I can give millions of arguments, but this is not the point. But once this person came with the same concern to Prabhupada, he's dancing with so many married women and unmarried also in the midst of the night, and it's music and everything is going on. I cannot believe in Krishna. Prabhupada said, how many women do you have? And the man was enraged. What? I'm married, that's my only woman. You have stolen this woman from Krishna, said Prabhupada. Because everyone is for Krishna's enjoyment. We are for giving pleasure to Krishna. The man was really hurt in his ego. Thought it was a wonderful point. So, and Pratishtha, we give to Guru, oh, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this is happening. Prabhupada made this very clear once. He was praised so much. And you know, I think we all feel Prabhupada did something which historically was really done for the first time in history. Now also other preachers from India come and preach. Mostly they preach to the Gaudiyas or preach to those who had come in contact with Srila Prabhupada. At least this is my perspective or my observation. And this is something unique which was done. But also others are now doing, and yes, they also preach to other people who had no contact. But I just mean to say it for as a historical thing. It was a first. And then Prabhupada was praised for this. But Prabhupada said, what you see is only the glitter. The gold is my Guru Maharaj. Saying that he felt he was reflecting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's thing. He was really bringing what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur brought to the world. That was his perspective. Trivikram Swami says that once Prabhupada went down in the Bury Street, the temple staircase, don't know if you have been in Bury Street, is it still actually there? No, it's no longer there. It was in Ryan House, near the Oxford Museum. And then when he reached the end of the stairs, Prabhupada, in the pride of discipleship, his own discipleship, turned around and danced in a period and said, "My Guru has saved me. He has made me into something wonderful." Just like and this is how Pratishtha is taken care of. Goes to we have Narayan Krishna, Baladev, and his expansion as a Bala, as a Tattva in the world. I will speak about this more in some time, in a month or so. Yes. Hare Krishna. So I think we have reached 9 o'clock. Now there's the only question left. When gives prashalam, Gaurahari? or for all of us. But please let us all be very happy that Saranandi has returned, and let Saranandi know for the next few days you could serve the Vaishnavas most by taking sufficient rest. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Krishna Krishna.